Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. For today on Monday, Imelda's popping up out of the Bahamas and starting to gain a little bit of strength. Now that's giving us north winds and chunky head-high wind swell that might build a little as the day goes on. Now because of the way this thing's rotating counterclockwise, areas that are outside of those outer bands aren't going to see as strong winds, and that'll mean a little smaller conditions, like especially around like Pompano Beach and southern Florida for this morning. Now Tuesday's one is going to get really big. We're going to have big surf from this Humberto swell that's going to be mixing in with the local Imelda swell. And for north of the Cape, we have strong northwest winds bringing additional wind swell on top of that. South of the Cape, we have a window of a little more manageable winds possible, and southern Florida looks like we could have a chance at some offshore winds for part of the day. So I think I'm going to do a special Taco Stand Tuesday storm surf report for tomorrow, because if things line up, we might have a little more manageable conditions for southern areas. Looking ahead, winds turn northeast on Wednesday as Imelda starts to follow Humberto up into the Atlantic for more big chunky surf. We have an interaction between this area of high pressure to the north and these storms, and that's kind of creating onshore winds for the rest of the week, and that's going to keep the surf kind of chunky. Now, if this area of high pressure manages to go a little further north, that would kind of clean up the winds a little bit, but right now all the models are saying it's going to be sitting in the middle of the Atlantic, and that's just going to bring us a big old long trough of winds coming straight towards Florida. So I'll be back tomorrow with that special Taco Stand Tuesday surf report. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. We just bumped all the servers up the next higher level to handle the extra traffic from the extra looky-loos we have looking at the storm. So that way you can keep an eye on your surf cams without it being all choppy or timing out on you. Because hey, just because Surf Guru is free doesn't mean I'm not going to give you guys the best possible quality and do everything I can to make Surf Guru your number one choice for Florida surf reports and cams. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. And hey, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.